talk, and then some TNT.
Now we can start.
Thursday, you're going to hear some people singing in the background. It's not any of our relatives, any of our wives. It's a different...
It's part of the whole episode.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, we have a lounge singer somewhere far. Well, not far, but somewhere around the vicinity.
She picks her songs better.
Million Dollar, goddammit.
Now that we
they do a mean kare kare. They're the only kare kare makers in the city that I eat.
Okay, so you're okay.
I'm biased. I have to.
Let's just bring that out. Okay, so if you're looking for good kare kare, and of course, and, you know, based on certain dishes, you want to go people are familiar with the region.
Also, because they've been here a while, right?
Plus the fact that kare kare is basically a Kapampangan dish, and this guy is half Kapampangan, and the one that
I have my standards when it comes to kare. I just don't eat kare kare anywhere.
I know. I can relate to that. So, Minindal happens to be one of those.
They're the only kare kare makers in the city that I...
The owner is Kapampangan.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what about if you go to, let's say, that's the one in Centurio? Kabalen. Have you tried the...
The one in Centurio? It's commercial.
Oh, it's passable, but it's okay. I mean, it's good to eat, but it's not the kare kare.
Because it's overkill. I stopped eating it for a while now because I go, there's kare kare.
I'm not really a fan of their kare kare. It's too commercialized. Sorry, Kabalen.
The best commercial kare kare that I tasted was probably around 10 years ago, Max. Better than Kabalen.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Fine.
Max, that outlet, the food there is good.
I know.
Yeah,
right.
In SM? I think that's the only one
that's
left.
That's the only one we have in Cagayan.
Yeah, that's the only one
the
left.
The food there at Max restaurant.
I remember when I was
good.
Still in New York, the only Max that was left there was in somewhere near Elizabeth in New Jersey. And that place is a little scary.
Why is that?
Elizabeth is a little. It's more like
Camp Denny.
Say it.
It's a little Camp Denny.
Say it. You can say
no,
it. Come on. I know you can say it. Why is it scary?
It's a little bit. A little taste of.
It's a little too industrialized for a place.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of warehouses.
Reminds you of Camden. Unless you're watching a concert, don't brave the place.
I mean, you pass by, you don't stop.
Don't brave it, just pass through.
Yeah, pass through.
Why,
you pass by.
Why?
If you take the I-95, you pass by.
Why? Come on. You can say it.
Show the bus stops
in Newport.
Newark.
Isn't that their favorite cigarette?
That's why.
During daytime, everything's okay.
It's okay.
Everybody's sober. Like 9 a.m., it's fine.
It's kind of like you're from Cagayan. You don't pass through Burgos at 9 p.m.
Yeah. So you leave. You take the bus at 9 a.m., everything's okay.
It's all right.
It's 9 a.m.
Okay.
But you have to go back to the same terminal and get dropped off at... That's 9 or 10 p.m. That's a bit.
Because sometimes I go to.
Yeah, because you wait for somebody to pick you up from the same.
Because sometimes I go to Jersey City.
Newport's got a lot.
We're just across the Hudson, so I go to Jersey City for the sole reason of when I used to smoke. I don't buy cigarettes in New York.
You don't buy Newports
because
from New York.
No, I don't buy Newports. No, because
why can't you go to Freehold?
No, because it's one train ride. It's a PATH train ride to Jersey City.
All right.
It's either Hoboken.
Freehold, you got to take the bus though.
Yeah,
that's closer to the Lincoln Tunnel.
I don't want to take the bus. No, I take the bus, but I don't stop.
He doesn't buy Newports at Newport.
Okay.
Anyway,
what's the difference?
Because at that time in New York, when you buy cigarettes, it was like $12 per pack. In Jersey, you could probably get it at 6 or 7.
Oh, okay. It's worth it.
It's worth it.
All right.
So if you buy one, because how much was the fare? About $225, $250?
You got to buy like 10 packs.
So back and forth, let's say $5.
Unless if you got a Louis Vuitton.
If you buy one pack, it's not worth it. But if you buy like two or three, then it's bigger.
It's going to be more worth it if you got Louis Vuitton bags and you got really expensive jeans. You jumped
well,
the rail.
It's those things are not taxable from where Booby is from in Jersey as well.
In Jersey, yeah.
That's the good thing about it.
Below.
It's like holding off what you need to buy because you're going to go to the East Coast and they're not taxing you for it.
No, unlike in New York, they tax you, but in Jersey, they don't.
In Jersey,
if it's
don't.
Yeah. If it's below $200, if I remember right.
It's still cheaper than
like, it is cheaper than stuff in California. Buy in California because California has a sales tax of like almost 9.
I know,
expensive. Almost 9%. Even in New York has a 8.50 something percent. $8.50. No, 8.5% sales tax that they tack on top of. Even Jersey has like a 6% sales tax, but
can't beat the Philippines. I mean, if you're Winston and you get taxed a lot, you come up with a different brand and give it a different name.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently, if you're a newbie brand, they're going to tax you less. So if you're having issues with tax, then you come up with a different brand.
Is this the reason why we got so many brands now that I don't know?
Yes.
So there are funny brands now?
Yeah, there's Chesterfield, which is, I think, a little
Chesterfield.
Ghetto.
Seriously? You have a Chesterfield now?
I see it on the streets.
Apparently, which is supposed to be a British brand way back in World War II.
Or last names of some dead soldier that they picked on at random and decided to make a.
Because I know before when Lucky Strike first came to the Philippines, we get them straight from Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, they locally source it.
Lucky Strike.
Now, but before,
yeah,
but, no.
But the company that produced the local Winston actually signed a contract to distribute Lucky Strike and produce it.
When they first came out,
it was
from Singapore.
We also had Benson and Hedges.
Yeah, we had that. West was a pretty popular brand with the kids.
And then you go further, like a couple of decades, you had Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
Everybody here believed back in the day that it's a brand of cigarette when they didn't figure it was a place in the U.S.
In New York.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the lower part of Manhattan. Mm-hmm.
So there's two different kinds of Marlboros as well. So you go for the regular Marlboro, which is going to cost you around $160, $150, and then there's the cheaper crafted one.
In the U.S., that's Marlboro. What was that?
There's reds. There's medium.
The medium, yeah. That's
you got medium.
We don't have the medium variant.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
They got lights.
They used to sell it.
Seriously?
Used to buy a lot of mediums when I was.
They got lights, and then they got the ultra light.
Not the menthols. The reds.
The reds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the U.S. there's a medium.
Mm-hmm. There's a medium. I remember that.
It disappeared.
Even in the U.S., I don't think so.
No.
Here
in the Philippines.
I'm not sure about Cebu, but I was able to buy them in Cagayan de Oro, but then it suddenly disappeared.
When was this? Like a couple of years ago?
Several years ago. Six years ago.
That's when it started to disappear.
What I like about buying cigarettes in the U.S. back then was because they have like, you get your regular Marlboros, right? So it's like the king size, the regular size cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And then you got the hundreds. Mm-hmm. Which is
the Buricat size.
The Buricat size.
Okay.
That doesn't sound good. But yeah, the Buring size.
In Zamboanga, I was able to buy.
Yeah, but here.
Champion Kings.
That's what they call the regular size. Kings,
not,
right?
Not the hundreds.
Not the hundreds.
Yeah.
But in the U.S., when you buy either Kings, the Kings or the regulars or the hundreds, it's the same price.
Really?
It's the same price. So for the same price of, say, $7, I wouldn't get the regular size the menthol lights because they still had it back then. I used to get the hundreds because it lasts
cheaper.
It's the same price.
Same price, but you
get more.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
You know, you don't light up as much as you're supposed to.
But
then again.
But you end up getting picked up by old guys.
Nah, they don't have that distinction.
Sure.
No.
That was the only phrase that I knew in Chabacano or Pigeon Spanish when I was assigned to Zamboanga for a couple of months. Compra yo cigarrillo, which is basically I want to buy cigarettes.
Right.
And then this fucker from inside the store would come back. Ah, compra yo cigarrillo. Like, whoa, stop. I was the replacement for Jack Friday.
Oh, you worked there?
Yeah.
Why? What happened to Chubby Charlie?
Chubby Charlie apparently had too much fun and fucked up,
man. He fucked up, man.
Was this the infamous "I fucked up, man" line?
I think so.
Yeah. Was it because of Zamboanga?
Got sent back to Cagayan de Oro. So he slept at the beginning of the bus ride. He slept and then he woke up in Cagayan de Oro. Basically,
he was that bad, huh?
It was that bad. So I replaced him for a couple of months, and yeah.
All right. So last. When was that? Was that Friday? No, Saturday.
So did you stay there where the guy stayed?
No.
You had to look for your place?
That's the fucked up thing because I did not want to stay...
Where he stayed?
Where he stayed mm-hmm. because, it was a dump. It was a real dump.
Well, I thought the network sprang for your... lodgings.
Yeah, but I'm a little bit spoiled, so I didn't want to stay there. So what I did, there was a kitchen in the station, so that's where I ate, and my bed was a little foam mattress inside the booth.
Okay, so no wonder
air conditioned.
I know, no wonder you got so used to sleeping in the booth.
So you didn't stay at the station.
I stayed at the station.
Oh, you did the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I go home where I was billeted just to wash
clothes,
and that's it.
Really? How long were you there?
A couple of months.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
And I got so bored that I got on different jeepneys.
Just to get lost.
Just to go around.
And then there was a time when I got on the jeepney and around 20, 30 minutes later, somebody from the station pulled me out of the jeepney and, you know, paid the driver and asked, literally pulled me out of the jeepney. Because the jeepney says in big, bold, black letters, Riondo.
What the hell is that?
That's the place that got burned down during the Zamboanga siege.
Okay.
So if you want to go buy drugs and shit and stuff go. And everything illegal, that's
so it's kind of like their Tondo.
Worse.
It's worse. But it has the same.
I mean, if you go down with the kind of haircut that I have and the fact that I was wearing camouflage jeans, which was a norm in those days, I wouldn't be able to get out.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. So I was wearing Hanes t-shirts, which sells for around 150 for three shirts.
Hanes.
Good days.
Hanes, yes. Because it comes across from Malaysia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the cigarettes as well. So
everything comes from Malaysia.
That same person became the manager and got shot inside the FM the AM station in Zamboanga.
The one who pulled you out?
The one who pulled me out, yeah. He used to be a reporter.
He knows his game.
Yeah.
Seriously, man.
So wait a minute. If you work in an AM station and you get shot, you're supposed to be supposedly effective in your job?
Not really. Maybe not careless. Really.
Careless, I would probably say. Yeah.
I don't know. It's a totally different ball.
All right. So anyway.
Right now, they confuse things a little bit now.
Yeah.
They're on the FM band.
Doing the whole AM thing and the FM band, which I don't know what to think about it.
It's like, if you ask me, I couldn't really say anything, but...
But dude, I still want to have a picture with that pickup that says 89.3. I swear to God. I mean, I'm so serious that I want to go there.
I hope they're doing okay, man, because...
Knock on the radio station and says, can I have a picture with that pickup?
No, you know what's so sad? We were there. We were like gods there. And nobody gave a shit about them. I mean, they're supposed to be like ruling the whole
place. That area, correct.
Because we used to do that. I don't know, man. It's times have changed.
Let's
times
not dwell on the past.
No, it's not the past. It was a couple of weeks ago. It was a couple of weeks ago, and I go, dude, if this is the standard you're trying to put up there, don't give me the crap about trying to make a living and trying to stay afloat, because the fuck, man, it's just might as well venture into something else if you're not going to be able to keep up with whatever is needed. Because right now, there's a need and nobody's providing it. I mean, you know, I know that much.
Have you heard the city phenomenon?
What city? Which city?
Phenomenon? No, not city. Which should city? That our city? The singer city.
Oh no! Not like that person.
That person in the background.
Oh, Jesus.
There's
Christ.
A city phenomenon. Because apparently, if there's a party, like a reception, wedding, birthday,
everybody wants to sound like city.
No, no.
Why?
The moment you hear city, even if you don't look or you don't listen to the host or
she
the MC,
to mispronounce
no.
Words. Oh, okay.
You know that they opened the buffet table.
Really?
And she knows this. It was brought up to her because she was someone interviewed her. Like, do you know about the city phenomenon?
And she goes, yes.
She goes, yeah, I heard about it. So they started explaining, like, yeah, because every time when there's a party, like a reception or a wedding or a birthday, and then the moment your song or your album plays,
it's time for the buffet.
It's a sign that it's like a call that the buffet is open. And then she knows as much. She's like, yeah, I've heard about that.
Mm-hmm. Is she proud of it?
She finds it funny. And a little proud.
Did anybody ask her why she says Ipanema instead of Ipanema?
She doesn't say Ipanema.
That's why I stopped listening to her. Listen to her song. Her version. The girl from Ipanema.
Really?
The girl from Ipanema.
I don't think so.
Listen to it again if you want while we're recording.
No.
Search it. Ipanema.
Really?
Yes.
Stop. I liked her.
Stop the session. Liked. Let's listen to it.
No, there was a time I used to listen to her a lot, and you know me.
So what the hell's wrong with you? Were you on something really strong? You
the
didn't
girl
notice?
From Ipanema goes
walking. Or probably because I skipped that song.
Why do you skip that? That's what destroyed her.
No, because I pick songs from her.
I have a question. City, the Filipina singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a city that's Indonesian or Malaysian.
Oh, that's
city
different.
Is a Muslim word, an Islamic word.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very common name.
It's basically princess.
I thought Dayang is
princess who cannot.
No, Dayang was a name.
Who cannot
city Dayang.
Certain words properly. Yeah.
Ipanema.
She doesn't say Ipanema.
Play it.
I'll play it later.
Listen to it.
No, you play
let's
later and wake us up. He's
let's
gonna wake
pause
us
this
up
recording.
No, it's okay.
He's gonna go. You guys are right. I'm listening to Ipanema.
What the fuck?
Do it now.
I mean, if you can't say Ipanema right,
I mean,
then
listening
yeah,
to
so.
You, bitch. Yeah, yeah.
You did.
I mean, because I heard it.
Because I usually
I
listen to.
Listening.
I usually listen to "Here Comes the Sun."
Oh, before the sun was there, Ipanema was.
Really?
The thing that fucked
I know she's a whole like bossa nova thing.
Yeah, everybody.
She revived the whole bossa nova thing.
Yeah,
but at least
at least the man sound like the original.
But she's not Portuguese.
I know for a fact you can pronounce the way you want to, how you want it pronounced. When it comes to names and places, that's a given. There's no grammatical.
There's no excuse.
Yeah.
So it's just
there's
like
another
saying,
unwritten rule. If everybody is pronouncing it the way it was supposed to be pronounced, what the fuck are you doing with Ipanema?
So you can't say Manila.
Oh, exactly. Sasabihin na Manila. Oh, yes, Bisaya sila.
But people from Manila say Manila.
It's the same way we picked on them for saying noodles.
Manila.
Manila, and then we go noodles. Bicycle.
Bokel tuloy.
Yeah. So it's the same.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you hear about this whole Korean thing that opened up, uptown?
Hold on. Let me apologize. To my wife, I don't hate your dad and your lineage.
I don't know why I keep making fun of half of me. It's from
no,
there.
Short A is Manila. Manila. That's
Manila.
The right way to say it.
Yeah, Manila.
Manila.
The Bisaya tono says Manila.
No, Manila.
Or Manila.
Jeez. Nobody I know from here says it's Manila.
Oh,
Kinsa.
Kanan.
Everybody. Say that.
Normal conversation.
I don't know anyone who says Manila.
You don't know anyone,
Manila.
But every...
Manila.
Manila.
I would accept Manila better than
Manila.
A lot of Cebuanos actually say that.
I've lived in Cebu for 6-7 years.
Manila.
Pero, yeah, well, the punto also applies to people.
Manila.
Like people from up north. They sound stupid because they couldn't speak our language. We tried to speak their language. They pick on us because of the punto, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is not fair.
They have a worse punto than us.
When they try to speak Bisaya.
No, even when they speak English.
Unsa ka oras mo taman? What the fuck are you talking about? But, you know, it's not a grave mistake. Not as grave as saying...
Makati.
Papabili nga ng Yossi, magkano isang ka? Hindi, gitna lang.
Gitna, gitna.
Hindi, gitna lang.
You know, I pissed my nephew pissed me off one time.
What?
She goes like, do you know that Makati has a new name?
What? Mm-hmm.
She goes like, Itchy.
Itchy.
It took me a while.
What do you call that? The Konya thing?
Yeah, the Konya thing. Like, it took me a while to figure it out. Like, why Itchy?
Makati,
Itchy, Makate. Oh my God, I felt so bobo.
Right now.
Yep, I heard about
right
that.
Right now, you voluntarily mispronounced your place, sounding like a Bisaya, just to come up with a justification why you decided it's called Itchy.
Itchy.
Because Makate is a funny way funny of saying Makati. Way of saying Makati. We used to say Makati before on Makati, the air. Because there was this jock in Manila that says, hey, we're saying hello to Rachel from Makati.
Makati.
Who's tuning in right now? Mm-hmm. Right?
So or they trying to say hello for from
no, it's
people in Cagayan de Oro.
Cagayan de Oro is Rick Dees. That's some American guy. That's okay.
That's understandable.
So, yeah. Makati is Itchy. True. Itchy. But the place is not Makati.
It's not Makati.
Makati. It's Makati.
Why do they call it Makati? See, now that the whole Makati thing, Makati. I think it's because it's swampy. There's probably a lot of mosquitoes, so you pass by, it's Makati.
So, what, did you guys check the root word and it actually came from...
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the story.
Makati, okay. Like the way Tacloban is...
It's kind of like Camigan.
Jesus Christ.
Tacloban is a Bisaya place, and Tacloban is cover up. So,
oh.
Okay, Navotas is Nabutas?
Nabutas.
Seriously?
That place got a hole in?
No, like, because in Talisayan, that's why it's called Talisayan, because the Talisay
Street.
The Talisay Street.
Saan sa Baid-Baid's Kutsilio.
And the, I think it was my aunt who was from there. I think it was my Lola's sister who was from there who told us this story along in a campfire.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at that time, we didn't have electricity at night. And then she goes like, ah, kabalubo mo nga nung Talisayan, ang ngalan sa Talisayan. Kailangan naman la. So, kay katong sa panahon daw sa mga Espanyol. Ngayon.
There was a lot of Talisay trees.
So, nangutanan sila. Ang sa ngalan, sa kung ano ngalan sa lugar, at sa Talisayan. Nga naman, kita ko nung sila Talisay trees. Sa ngalan na lang kahoy. Talisay.
Talisayan.
Daw ba yung Talisayan? Anong Talisayan man? Sa kay naman ko nung Talisayan tree o insikahan. It's like a hand-pulled cart.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the old Bisaya term was, Inchikahan. Because they usually just pulled by the Chinese. And there was a lot of Chinese in this part.
There's a lot of Chinese
in this part of Mindanao. Back in the day, like we were talking like, what, early 1800s?
Eighteen hundreds.
Mm-hmm. So it's Inchikahan daw. And then so Talisay, Ahan, Talisayan.
Yeah.
So go like...
that makes sense.
All right, so what's the deal with Camigin?
Mm-hmm.
So it was called different before it was known by the barangays, but okay. The whole island.
All right. So before we jump into Camigin, let's jump into Makati. The name of Makati originates from the earlier name during the Spanish colonial periods. The name of the place actually comes from San Pedro Makati. The first part of the name comes from the Spanish word for St. Peter.
Yeah, well,
San Pedro. San Pedro. Okay. While the second part comes from the Tagalog Makati, meaning from Kati, meaning off the low tide.
So it was a swampy area.
A tide, or the ebb of the tide. Kati, not Kati.
Makati is not, it's far from the sea. Is it?
I have no idea.
I think it is.
That's where it is. So if you...
Well, in short, it's not itchy.
It's not.
It's not because it's itchy.
So it's just a Konyo evolution of slang.
It's just a slang term for...
people deciding, okay, let's call it itchy place. Itchy. So they call it like this. Go to itchy, pare. So
where are you going, but pare? We're going to itchy later.
We're going to itchy
later.
We're going to itchy later.
We're going to starves. 1650.
Starbs.
The name Kamigin is derived from the name word Kamagong.
Ah, because of the tree.
Yes.
Because what was told...
The vulcan?
No, the tree... No, I can't believe you did not hear this story.
Unfortunately, they can't. The Spanish cannot pronounce the word Kamagong, so they made it easier and made it Kamigin.
Kamagong. Why? They have Kamigin. A lot of Kamagong trees there?
Yeah.
Apparently. Seguro.
I heard what. Whatever happened to the vulcan? That's why it explodes from time to time because you ignored it.
Well, apparently it's just. Volcano, okay. So they can name the place Volcano.
Born in, what was that? What's the
Island of Fire.
What?
Island of Fire.
The Island of Fire? Or yeah. Born of...
Born in the Island of Fire.
Okay. Island Born of Fire.
And Island Born of Fire. There
fire and all that shit.
Yeah. Fire, I mean, brimstone.
It would have been cooler if you call it like, you know, we're from, welcome to the Island of Born of Fire and shit.
Because people from... I don't know if it was a joke or they were just pulling our leg because we were kids. American occupation was like late 1800s.
That name way before the Americans came. Oh,
but
anyway,
yeah, I know, yeah. Okay. But you know, like, because they go like, oh, your island's so beautiful, like this, the trees, the forest, it's all green, and like, so every time they leave, the locals would go like, come again. And because they're Bisaya, it's Kamagin.
Kamagin.
That can't be true. I deep stupid. Down inside, I know it wasn't true, but it was funny.
Funny, but no.
I know.
Kamagin.
Here's another question. Why is Baling Asag called Baling Asag?
Blink
Baling. Yeah. Baling o Kasag. Kasag. Baling is the...
Baling Kasag, which is to take out from the net.
Yeah.
Baling is the net. Kasag is because we had a lot of crab.
Now people call it the Bling Town.
And now it's Bling Town.
Now everybody calls it Bling Town.
We have a lot of expats or people grew up in the States who are originally from Baling Kasag.
From Bling Town.
And they come back and they go, Bling Town,
baby.
Yeah. Which is a nice ring. Nice ring to it.
Balingasag.
Balingasag.
Lagonglong salay.
Salay ribe. Lagonglong is hopeless. You can't really rename Lagonglong.
Yeah, you cannot.
You're just, okay, let me smoke out and fuck it. Let's still call it Lagonglong.
Yeah.
I'm stoned and it's still Lagonglong.
I want to know the entire lyrics of that song, just in case you're not familiar with that song. If you are confused with the town names between Cagayan de Oro and Salay River, there's a certain song. Let's sing it again.
No, it's all the way to Hingog.
I know. Mm-hmm. Cagayan, Taguluan, Villanueva. Believe it or not, I still sing that song whenever somebody asks me what's after this certain town. What's after Villanueva? Cagayan, Taguluan, Villanueva. Hasaan, Balingasag, Lagunglong, Salay.
You can't sing the same song all the way to Iligan, though. It doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
Going
just going.
Yeah, going east.
East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who sang that song? Binuangan. There you go.
Binuangan, yeah. The one in the Subida part.
Yeah, Subida part.
Subida part.
Fuck.
There's a...
Subida part and Virgin Mary that does miracles.
Yeah, there's a spring there.
And then you have Tubol floating in their sea.
Yeah.
What?
People take a shit there in the... Dagat.
It's a bay. Inside. It's a protected bay.
Yeah, and then...
Why do they take a shit there?
I have no idea, but the tubol is like...
it's just floating.
Saying hello to Mama Mary?
Yeah. Because their chapel...
I'm not kidding.
There's a spring that supposedly... Supposedly, there was this... albulario? Is that what they call it? Albulario? Yeah, the medicine man from way back that goes like... He had a dream, and then he goes like, oh, whack this rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rock started to spread out water. So there's a spring.
Hmm.
And apparently that spring is miraculous. So every time there is a, you want to get, you have an affliction, like, I don't know, skin disease or something, you take a bath in the spring water.
You should have taken a bath before.
I know, right? But apparently it works, you know, because there's a lot who went there and apparently they got well. Well enough that they actually made a chapel dedicated to it. It's the spring is inside the chapel now.
Yeah.
And then that place has never seen a storm. There could be a storm going around it.
Yeah, but the roads get flooded.
They get flooded. Yeah,
it's hard. I got stuck there one time.
Yeah, because there's a landslide.
Northern Mindanao never gets hit by typhoons.
Except in December when
Habagat.
High pressure area in
The people from Luzon and Visayas would laugh at the kind of typhoons where you get. Heavy rain is not a typhoon. Yeah. That's the most we get.
Typhoon
but
is the wind.
We know how to drive in the middle of heavy rain. I can't say the same with the rest of the people in this planet. I've seen people in California tumble over a ditch because they couldn't slow down. They don't know how to handle heavy rain.
They're not used to rain.
They're not used to it. So it rains all of a sudden, they don't slow down. I was looking at them. I was like,
the fuck you doing?
Okay, let me pull out my phone. I got to video this because the guy didn't slow down right in front of me. And yeah, true enough, went to the ditch. Yep.
Jesus Christ.
It's kind of like people in, people in Texas don't know how to drive in snow.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. What do you think?
Yeah, but every now and then they get hit.
They get hit with snow.
A couple of years ago was the worst. We're talking about chandeliers that have icicles on them.
Yeah.
Well, that was still there. They had like one snowstorm that the whole state shut down.
I know.
Because of 1 inch of snow on the highway.
And they couldn't handle it.
1 inch.
It's not the inch of snow that's on the highway.
It's the actual snow.
It's the actual temperature to drop.
Yeah.
So you got pipes that were never winterized.
Frozen pipes, not winterized.
And they don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, they don't know how to deal with it.
They never leave their faucets open because they couldn't. They don't expect.
Leaving the faucets open is a little extreme.
I know.
Yeah, but
it is something that you're supposed to do.
But then again, true. If your house is not winterized, it's not properly.
You're supposed to do that.
Your house is winterized.
No, but I don't leave my faucets open.
Not totally open. You just leave a trickle.
No, but I don't. We don't.
Because your house is winterized.
Because it's winterized. It's it's made for winter.
Good for you.
They have like heaters to keep the pipes warm.
No, it's well insulated.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Cabinets. Thank you very much, Abodio, for the troubleshooting tips. But you open your cabinets and the hot air is going to circulate in your pipes.
No.
No. The whole place is insulated. It's not as cold.
You guys
are
used to winter. If that's the case.
Yeah, I'm used to winter.
Yeah, and they prepared the house is.
See what New Yorkers are not used to is
the heat index.
Hurricanes.
Yeah. So they get a category 3 and everybody panics.
And everybody panics. Literally.
Filipinos are going to go.
Literally, I was in the middle of. What hurricane was that? Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
It was the big one that hit the city. Everybody panicked because the winds were, I think it was a category 4 when it came into Florida.
And then you were
by
laughing.
The time it got to Virginia, it slowed down.
And then
it got
to New York.
It gained a little strength going up. And then after it reached Washington, D.C., it slowed down to a tropical storm. So it's not even a hurricane anymore.
Yeah, tropical storm is like.
The problem
was. We don't even cancel offices and schools.
Yes,
for
but
the day.
Problem.
Tropical storm is like a Saturday.
I know.
It's like a Saturday on April.
Yep.
The problem was, we didn't get the wind, we got the rain,
mm-hmm.
plus the high tide.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Lower Manhattan.
You're talking about Cagayan de Oro, man. Rain and high tide.
No, but what I mean is, I was in New York,
mm-hmm.
okay.
So Lower Manhattan got flooded. Some of the subway stations, the pumps couldn't cope up. Dude, you're talking about 70, 80-year-olds living in an apartment building, which is their apartments. Are on the 17th, 20th floor. They have no way to go down. You can't expect a 70-year-old to go down the stairs to get groceries.
Nope.
No.
Not unless.
So that was the problem because the power was out because all the power is not the wires are not outside. They're they're underground.
It's a thing that I love about Filipinos, man. You get 70, 80-year-olds living in a 15th floor. Then the next thing you do will be. You know, you gather your 15-year-old cousins and bring food to the 17.
Bring food, yeah. That's what some of the people do. But then again, you know, it's not
different culture.
So what happened? What happened was, So a few days before the storm came, so they were hyping it up. Well, not hyping it up, but they were like, oh, beware of this, beware of that. This is what you do in high winds. This is what you do when there's a hurricane. Because like I said, New Yorkers are not – we're familiar with everything else except for earthquakes and hurricanes, which is basically what a typhoon is. So they were giving us tips on what to do and what to do. I go like, so I was looking at it. And, you know, being from the Philippines, having lived in Manila, having lived in Cebu and in Cagayan for so long, you kind of know the trajectory and then how to look at the weather system.
Like, you know when to buy scotch, a bottle of scotch. Because
so my neighbors, the houses around my apartment,
they
started
the whole thing, working on flood-proofing the whole thing.
Yeah, but you were there. I was on top of a hill.
Yeah, I know.
And they put sandbags on the windows.
Yeah, where you are, you're not supposed to do anything.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a runoff towards where we got coffee.
Yeah.
That coffee place?
It's still not going to
get flooded.
It's
but
still
the water is going to pass through.
Pass through that.
And goes to the main.
And then a couple of houses down is the train tracks, which
there
is
you go.
Under. Well, not under, but sunken, which is below
another
street
runoff.
Level. So you got to run off there.
Your place is okay. You don't have
but
to do
my,
anything.
Two of my neighbors, man, they put sandbags on the windows. They boarded up the window. They literally. You know, they put up boards on the windows.
So, do you talk to them?
So, like, no, I go like,
can't because they're gonna get.
I didn't say nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then one of the boyfriends of one of the daughters came in. Mm-hmm. They got like cases and cases of water. They got
papers.
Toilet papers and paper towels, and they got like.
And then they go, "Why
and
aren't
not,
you doing anything?" And you go,
"Not a spam in sight." I kid you not. Not the spam in sight. I think it was like a shitload of sliced bread.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
And what else was there?
So they ask you, why aren't
I
you
go
doing
like,
anything?
And then,
you told them,
like, and then me and my wife, and then my wife goes, aren't we getting anything?
No.
Like,
we're not going to get flooded for sure.
So I go like, nah, we're okay. Because I was looking at the day before the storm, though. Mm-hmm. So the winds were picking up. Mm-hmm. It was gloomy and all that.
Yeah.
So I go like, and then I happened to pass by the Stop and Shop, which is nearby my house, which is like a grocery chain. So I passed by. So I called my wife. I go like, I think we should at least buy something, like water.
Yeah.
So
you
don't have to line up the next day. Because
yeah. So at least we get water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this was the day before the storm was supposed to hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So guess what water was left?
Oh, shit.
Really? It was a choice between Perrier and Evian.
Oh, shit.
You know, like,
Evian.
As we go, like, I'm not getting sparkling water.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just a bad idea.
Freaking throw it.
So I got like a case of, Evian, which is like those liter bottles, which is like six of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that, and then there wasn't, I saw a few cans of canned soup, which is, all right, in a pinch.
Because I like it.
And it was, it was minestrone, which was okay.
Not because it's an emergency, but because I like it.
Yeah. And then there was still a shitload of spam.
Okay, there you
so
go.
Like,
spam
all right,
gets
so,
us through.
So apparently
that makes us Filipino in New York.
Yeah.
Spam!
In that area where you live, it's not a lot of Filipinos and not a lot of Hawaiians.
No, there's a lot of Filipinos where I live, but... You know,
couldn't keep up with the spam.
Division. Yeah, there was but of all the things that was left, spam was like
spam
still
was
there.
So yeah, well,
you know,
because
me personally, I could eat spam because
I took
weeks.
A look at the refrigerated section.
Mm-hmm.
Like the deli meats were almost gone.
Who cares,
the hot dogs were almost
spam
gone.
Spam is okay.
The
spam is king.
I know, right?
In seaweed and rice.
Yeah,
you're good.
And then they go like, so I called my wife again.
Put on top of you. Put couple of slices of ham on top of your heater and you're good.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, right? Yeah.
Or just fucking open it and slice it and
Then leave it.
Yeah. Watch TV, eat spam from
and
the
then,
can.
So anyway, so I call my wife. I go like, do we still have rice?
Mm-hmm.
He goes like,
that's important though.
We got enough for a few days. So we're like,
you're good.
Do we need rice? He's like, no.
10 kilo bag would be okay.
You don't buy anything
so
more
about,
than... No, it's not 10.
What
it was like more like a 10-pounder.
Bread? Because
10 pounds,
spam
okay.
can work
well,
on
well,
loaves
since
of
Stop and
bread,
Shop is not they don't really sell rice how we know it. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, those Uncle Ben's rice, minute rice.
Uncle Roger's going to be mad.
Yeah. So what I got was like bread, but the only bread left were the artisanal bread.
Okay.
So those fancy 11 seed, mm-hmm. you know, bread.
If you want to buy that, probably good for 2-3 days.
No, if you put it in the freezer, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you lose power, that's the problem.
That's the thing.
Yeah okay. But if
but we never did.
Without refrigeration, it's probably going to last you 2-3 days.
It was okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so, you know, I got stuff. And then, you know, and then...
And then nothing happened.
And then I go, so, you know, following day came. I'm like, the winds are here. So
and then
like,
they hit.
This is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was stronger than the usual.
You're still
given.
Out?
No, they declared a state of emergency, so the work was all right. So I got out for a while, but it's rain, so I didn't really want to get wet.
The coffee shop closed?
They closed, because they declared a state of emergency, so they closed. The pizza shop was closed. The Chinese laundry was open. Well, Chinese laundry, so it has to be open.
Did Paula pick you up, though?
No, Paula was working.
She was hiding? Oh, she was working?
No, she lived about... 2-4 subway stops away from me, which is not that near, but it's also not that far, if you think about it. This was the time when she was living in Forest Hills, which you didn't go there. Alvin, OG, the man, went there, though.
Oh.
So, funny story that. But, anyway, so, you know, storm came and went. We barely touched the stab.
That's the thing.
Barely touched the spam, mind you.
So I probably have more spam right now than you had.
I know, right?
At that time.
Yeah.
Same situation if you have somebody or you worked in Japan, because my wife worked in Japan for a couple of years. So there was a time when there was a typhoon warning, Category 3, and the Filipinos were laughing it up. Nobody even prepared nothing. Yeah. Nobody did anything. No. Based on the typhoon warning, and the Japanese were like freaking out. I was like, they were really freaking out about, you know, supplies.
Same
and
way
stuff.
As they're laughing at you when an earthquake.
That's
really
the thing.
Yeah.
Because the minute that they got the number 5 on the Richter scale. Mm-hmm. The Filipinos were going crazy and running around and panicking. And the Japanese were like, what? It's only a 5.
It's a 5. Come on. So like, exactly. It's like, kind of like people in California.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, that was a 6. That was a solid 6.
Yeah, they're used to it. Yeah, they're used to it. They're
but did you know that we got hit with an earthquake when I was in New York? 2011.
How strong was it?
It was like 4.
Okay.
But it was an earthquake. Like a legit earthquake.
Yeah. Americans are too cordial.
And I go like react. My reaction was react. My reaction was
that was it?
That was it.
Are we having an earthquake in New York?
Number 4.
No, but we never have earthquakes in New York.
But still it's number 4.
It was still enough to shake the house.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
It's not in the belt, so it's a big deal.
It's not a place.
We're in the Pacific Rim.
That's
so,
the perfect place for you to get a folding chair, put it in the corner, and watch the people freak out.
And
they go, "What the hell's happening with you, man? I'm from the Philippines." Pacific 4? Ring of Fire. Hello,
Pacific Ring of Fire. We're okay.
Yeah, we're good. 4. We're good. Give me 6.8 and
let's start worrying
and start calling.
Which is
if anybody I know is still living.
See, but I got of all the things that happened to me, like weather-wise, of all the bad things that happened to me while living outside in the East Coast was I was in the middle of a tornado.
Okay, that's something we couldn't handle because
I was in the middle of a tornado that hit Brooklyn.
Oh man!
I wasn't in the tornado's path, but the winds were crazy enough to, you know.
So there are times when tornado actually.
No, that was
New
the
York?
Only time that okay. I knew that. That right.
Because unless you live
and
in Kansas.
And then New Yorkers didn't know what the fuck to do.
Exactly, because unless you live in Kansas.
Kansas or Oklahoma, then you know, like, that was like a category 3. Yeah. It was okay.
You chase it for the fun of it.
Yeah.
But in New York.
In New York, we go like, we had a fucking tornado.
Have you heard about the time when Carreño got hit by a couple of tornadoes? One hit. Apovel.
Yeah,
I heard it hit at night.
Too.
Yeah. But we have another name for it to make it less scarier. So it's ipo-ipo or buhawi or something.
Yeah. So my stupid brother, may he rest in peace, at around 5 o'clock in the morning, called me up and told me that you know, Apovel got hit by a Nipo Ipo. I was like, what's the next best thing to do? It's like, that really happens, but if you got a spare tire, throw it on the roof.
Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing else you can do.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
You know, if you want.
But it was the funny thing was, I went to my cousin's house, Ilong Pepper. Mm-hmm. And he lives by a huge park in Queens. So we went home, and then I realized that my wife left something.
Okay.
And then she goes like, well, you have to go back. Mm-hmm. So I go like, it's a bus ride away. You know, it was a weekend, so it's okay. Took the bus, got the stuff. And then she goes like, you better go home now because it's about to rain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So his house is almost in front of the bus stop. They're like a house away and then across the street. So while I was waiting in the bus stop, I looked at the time. I go like, all right, so it's like a 10-minute wait. As we were waiting, the rain just started to pour in, right? And then the wind.
Can I remind you about the Philippines?
And then the wind was not your usual wind. Mm-hmm. It was like all over the place.
So it was
goes left, it goes right.
Like the Hawaiian wind.
Yeah, it goes left, it goes right, all of a sudden, and it goes back left again. Mm-hmm. It comes from behind.
Metro Manila and the Hawaiian mixed.
So anyway, and then the branches, like really huge branches, started
falling
off trees. And we were in this bus stop. Mm-hmm. There were about 6 or 7 of us huddled in one corner. And their bus stop is not, it's glass.
Yeah,
I mean, thick glass, but it's glass, right? Yeah. So I go like, then one of us, one of the seven goes like, you do realize that if a branch falls on this, we're all fucked, right? Because this is glass. Yeah. Like, shit.
Did you look up? Do you see a tree? If there's
there
no
was
tree,
a tree on, a on tree. Top.
Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of there.
But the wind was scary. Even I got scared because I've had
this
my
coming
share.
From somebody from the Philippines.
I know. I've had my share of, you know, signal number 4 type of wind. Mm-hmm. So I go like, but that was like, because it's not, usually if it's a typhoon, the winds go to one direction and then one direction only. This was all over the place. So finally, and then it stopped as, you know, as quickly as it came. And then so the bus came and then we all rode in the bus. And then after a while, the bus couldn't go anymore because there was like a lot of debris on the roads.
Yeah.
And then the funny thing is the bus can't go out of route. That's part of union
rules.
Yeah,
that's the rule.
Yeah, they can't go out of route. So I had to walk a couple of miles across the LIE to the train station.
What's an LIE?
Oh, Long Island Expressway.
Okay.
So I had to walk across the LIE and then go to this other road that took another bus to the nearest subway station.
So
and
while
then,
you're walking...
What normally took me about... 45 minutes to go home took me about 4 hours.
Oh man, that sucks.
I know, right? And then as we were walking toward, you know, as we were walking towards the other side of that freeway, we just saw all this debris all around, like you know, like.
So. Yeah, but it's different when you know for a fact that even if you're stuck for 4 hours, you know that you can handle it and you're not going to get hurt.
Yeah, I wasn't scared anymore.
It's just this is like a normal thing.
And the only way I found out it was like a legit tornado was when I got home and then I looked at the news. It was like a tornado hit Brooklyn. Yeah.
So it was crazy, but
You know,
but you got to be amazed. Here in the Philippines, there are still people who do not take into account the weather forecast.
Yeah.
Because we're not. The only time I really took the weather seriously was when I lived outside.
Mm-hmm. No. Let's talk about again the relatives that we have here, my wife.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
they don't look up at the sky and check their phones. We don't do that here.
I don't know about us men, and I don't want to sound sexist, but I got to emphasize this. The majority of the people who do not do that are women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Men.
So if I
we learned our lesson, And do better next time.
And I work online, so it's very easy for me. Just one click, yeah. I can check
the weather. Yeah,
I can have a good understanding of what the next couple of days or
it
at
wakes
least.
Me up every morning. It tells me,
yeah,
today you're fucked. Don't go anywhere. That's what it tells me.
I mean,
in the morning when it's bad,
my wife
the only
does not take into account the weather. I mean, I'm the weatherman in the family.
And then they mess up all the plans for the day, and then they blame us men. I was like, what the fuck did I do?
Right?
And they go, you didn't tell me. The fuck? You didn't ask.
Like, I would see dark clouds in the horizon, and we would call our relatives, mm-hmm. i.e. my wife, mm-hmm. Tell them that in the next 30 minutes to an hour, it's probably going to drop, yeah. and you won't be able to get home because based on where you are.
Unless I tell you otherwise in 10 minutes because strong winds are going to blow it out.
Yeah,
and then it's
yeah, and then when they
it's
get home,
it's not gonna be as bad.
When they get home late at night because they got trapped by some mm-hmm. floodwaters, mm-hmm. or you know mm-hmm. they weren't able to get out, they would not be able to understand, you know, that you know the reason why you're hungry right now, mm-hmm. the reason why you are tired right now is because
you prepare.
Didn't listen,
yeah. you didn't prepare
exactly. Don't go.
I was in that.
Don't go to Cape Guy.
I was
let's
in that
flood.
I was get in that situation there. Back in the day, because I never really minded. If it rains, it rains. If it gets, because we kind of know how strong the rains would be. Mm-hmm. Has to be to get flooded. Mm-hmm. There was a time, like right now, the slightest rain, we know that Katkai's gonna get flooded.
Yeah,
somehow.
But the thing is,
there's just three places in Cagayan that gets flooded whenever it rains.
Yeah. Katkai's one of them.
They couldn't solve it in the last 20 years.
I know.
We have dumbass people running the government here in the city.
Centrio, so, Lim Katkai.
Did you add?
Street.
What?
Villarin Street.
The one on as well.
Huh?
Osmeña,
not as much.
Osmeña,
well, Osmeña by the back gate.
Yeah, when I say District 2, that includes Osmeña and one oasis,
yeah.
These are connected streets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Carmen, it's Villarin. And then another one would probably be the one where the old Toyota showroom is located.
Kaus Wagen Highway.
So you can count it with your left finger. And then you can show the mayor the finger because he couldn't solve it. Same with the mayor before him. And the one before that.
The
guy that died before him. They couldn't solve it. It's just five
places. Yeah.
Places that get soaked whenever it rains.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything about it. There is
The good thing about it is we know.
We know. We stay away
from it. We stay away from these five places.
They're not solving it. We just know how to stay away from it.
You work around it.
I mean,
yeah.
You got to add places to that now. Because right now we were in...
Because it's going to get worse.
We were in Uptown.
Before it gets better.
We were in Uptown.
Lumbia got flooded.
Surprisingly, Lumbia got flooded.
The third gate at Xavier Estates gets soaked every time. Yeah. Because there's no run...
There's no...
run water runoff.
Yeah, there's no...
Water couldn't go back to fall off to that Taguano area.
Yeah.
That's a different flood happening
why
there.
Why in heaven's name is Lumbia being flooded?
Exactly. They didn't build floodways. Exactly. Yeah. Because Lumbia didn't have the high-paying subdivisions and the
But still, Masterson Avenue gets flooded, which is surprising.
Yeah.
Which Masterson Avenue you're talking about? Long avenue.
All right, the one where the intersection going to the Xavier High School.
Oh, okay.
The other one is by Shell gas station.
Gas station, that one too.
And then the third gate at Xavier Estates.
Gate 3, yeah, that one too.
These things have been happening for a while now.
And it's dark.
The city is not doing anything about
it. And
it's
dark out there.
Yeah.
Aside from the city not doing anything about it, here's my request to everybody that we love and hold dear, okay? Once it starts raining, just because the coffee is just halfway consumed does not mean that you need to stay there. Drink the freaking coffee, get out, because the next problem or the next thing that's gonna happen is you asking how to get home, and it's stressful.
To be fair, like the one in the gate by Appleville, it gets flooded like deep,
deep.
Yeah, I know.
Five minutes, it's gone.
But the moment the rain stops,
It's gone in
15 minutes. Yeah, 15 minutes. It's you get past.
There's an alternative route. Over the years, I've
you've adapted
because I get all the brunt of the rushing waters. Mm-hmm. But they have not solved that thing.
They haven't solved it.
It's been going on for 20 years.
You worked around it.
It's 2 blocks away from DPWH, by the way.
Which is an alternative
route. Some of the waters that caused the flooding in our area come from DPWH road.
But DPWH doesn't get flooded.
Yeah. They have not solved that problem. Same with everything else, the flooded areas in Cagayan.
Yeah.
The RTA just gives you a signal where it's red. You paint the street red. That means
if it rains, this one gets flooded.
All types of vehicles cannot pass through. Yeah. But when it's done, they don't work on it so that it doesn't happen again.
Or they put up these road signs and go like, this area gets flooded.
The mentality
in strong
of
rains.
Believing the bikers wear knuckle gloves. Yeah,
that's it.
Dude, it's really sad.
No, because we were out Saturday, right? Was it Saturday? Friday night.
Did you guys go around, check which ones are flooded?
No, we were out Friday night because I had to take my nephew somewhere. So we were going around uptown. And then going back home, we passed by how many accidents?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one was bad enough that, you know, paramedics.
Three accidents.
The one was bad enough.
Nigo Sampare.
Nigo Sampare, and it made it necessary for the...
The rescue people.
Wonder if that was a corpse or
anything. I saw one, Santo Papa ang Nigawas.
Oh, shit.
There, near Caltex, uptown.
Uptown, right?
Yeah, so,
you can see the white bone from the leg. Yes. Ang Santo Papa lang yun ang naas to nga.
Santo Papa.
Yeah, man. So now flooding, vehicle accident.
Because that road is dangerous. There's no street light. There are street lights, to be fair, but because of the trees... Which is, you know, nice if it's
udong totok. And riders there. And
they don't turn on your lights.
Four-wheel vehicle drivers.
They don't
drivers,
turn on their lights.
They don't slow down.
Aside from them not slowing down, they don't turn on their lights.
No,
reflectors on the road only work if you got your lights on.
Yep.
Here's another thing.
That's why they called reflectors.
Motorcyclist, batang hirap niyong mahalin. That's how I want to phrase it. I don't want to hate you guys.
You don't want to sound like Lea Salonga, but ang hirap niyong mahalin. But
here's the thing. I don't drive. I ride on cars driven by my friends. But ang hirap niyong mahalin, pare. That's the best that I can say. I mean, I am even surprised that out of nowhere, you pop out on the right side of the freaking road.
And then,
you're asking
etiquette.
For it.
Sometimes it takes etiquette.
It's not even etiquette. It's just basic safety, man.
Yeah, or fear of dying on the road. Like, why can't you have that?
The basic fear
I gotta
of dying
drive a little bit more careful because I'm on a motorbike so I don't die. And gets home to my family.
I mean, you know it's raining, and then the roads are slippery, and then here you are, still driving the way like a maniac. Mm-hmm.
Told the wet sprocket, man. Slippery when wet.
Yeah, exactly.
They're thinking of another that's slippery.
That's Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
But screw that. Told the wet sprocket. Nice name for a band.
But the hirap yung mahaling chong. I mean,
well, they have their own world.
Let's go to Itchy.
Thursday Night Talkback.